I'm joined by my Kansas News Service colleagues, Stephen Caranda and Celia Yopis Jepson. I think it's fair to say that we witnessed what amounted to a legislative game of chicken. The Senate spent virtually all of that last day debating a tax bill. As a result, the session almost shut down before lawmakers could pass the school funding bill needed to respond to a Kansas Supreme Court order. And that, says House Minority Leader Jim Ward, would have been a disaster.
Today was the most bizarre day. We were 90 seconds from melting down the entire session.
So yeah, the House and Senate came into that final day with two very different approaches to ending years of litigation over school finance. In the end, which approach prevailed?
The House wanted more than $500 million for schools, and the Senate was looking at a bill that was half as much money. So in the end, what happened is the House basically, I mean, it was a big win for the House. The House got what it wanted. They got more than $500 million. They retained parts of the formula that they really wanted that give extra money to small, to very small and very large districts. And they made relatively small concessions to include Senate policies.
There's some tension around that on the final day between the two chambers.
Yeah, you could say that even within the chambers, because there are Democrats who feel like this is not enough money to satisfy the court, and Kansas is going to end up, the legislature is going to end up back at their desks in July trying to fix the problem again. And then there were members on the other side of the spectrum who are very concerned Kansas cannot afford this bill. This is going to lead to tax hikes. Now, the governor says that Kansas can afford it, and he was urging them to get their work done, send the $500 million bill to his desk. And the Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, was also urging the legislature to get things done now.
Stephen Caranda, the big problem here procedurally was they didn't have their work done with a very hard deadline in front of them. And they came within, literally, as we heard Representative Ward say, seconds of letting all this work expire. Why did they have such a hard time extending their session so they could get their work done?
So this is a procedural move that they would do basically every year, and it's normally not a big deal. What happened this year is all the conflict between the chambers on tax legislation, on school funding issues, all those disagreements kind of trickled down, and this procedural move basically became a proxy fight where each chamber said, I don't like your adjournment resolution, I'm passing my own, and the Senate said, we're not going to pass yours, House, as the clock was ticking down. Over in the Senate side, you could really hear in Senate President Susan Wagle's voice just the tension in the air.
So if anything happens tonight, if bills are dead for some reason, it's because the House didn't pass our resolution.
And one thing I think to really note, Jim, is it wouldn't have just killed the school funding bill. There are dozens of bills that they've been working on all year on issues like compensation for people wrongly convicted of crimes, bills to release police body cam footage. Everything would have been dead.
They didn't get to the school finance bill in the Senate until when, Celia?
Oh, well, let's see. I don't believe that they actually got to it until after midnight, after the last minute, everything's nearly dead drama that we saw. Then finally, it moved over to school finance, and the bill did pass.
You've been following these school finance cases for a long time. How close do you think this comes to satisfying what the court said in its ruling about the constitutionality of the state's formula?
The plaintiffs had said before that they were interested in $600 million more. This bill at somewhere around $530 million may seem close to the mark, but here's where it could get tricky. That money is spread out over 5 years instead of, say, 3 years. And the argument from the plaintiffs is likely going to be that inflation over those 5 years is going to eat up a lot of that money.